Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Brad Powers with us on Fridays right here in this slot. And, Brad, I think we've got quite a bit to unpack. You've placed a lot of bets, but Karen called in and wants to – she wants to make her annual bet. She'll wait till late in the summer. And she said she's probably going to listen to you as opposed to last year when she didn't. And she's going to make two bets totaling $1,000. First one is Florida State and Virginia Tech. The next one is Clemson and the Aggies, because she's living over there now in the Woodlands area by Houston, and she's close to the Aggies now. My question is, and I didn't notice this one. It probably was posted on those spreads of some of the games of the year. Do you know what the Clemson and Aggie spread is?
No. We were stunned. I was talking with a couple guys that were down there for the games of the year yesterday, and if there was one game that we thought was a clear omission was the week two game Clemson at Texas A&M. I thought the line probably come around 10, Clemson being a 10-point favorite on the road, similar to what Clemson is a favorite over Florida State on the road. But that game has not been released yet. Now, what I did see last year was particular casino South Point did come back a couple weeks later because they got so many requests on certain games that they might have omitted. A lot of times they'll release an extra 15, 20 games in a couple weeks, so hopefully that'll be the case and we'll have a line on Clemson, Texas A&M. But right now, no line on that one.
So I was right. I just thought I missed it. It was okay. All right. I was looking. Now, that Florida State-Virginia Tech game at the Doak on a Monday night has I looked this morning. Now, I don't know if this is the most fresh line, but Florida State's been bet up to -5.5, correct?
Absolutely. And Brad Powers is one of those guys that bet Florida State up. I got the original, the first. I have officially the first, I would say, bet on that particular game. And I had four, at least here in Vegas, I got Florida State pick 'em. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Whoa.
I got 5.5 points of line value already. So I put a dime, and that's what the max limit was on that particular bet at that time. A dime on Florida State, meaning I bet $1,000 at Florida State to pick them against Virginia Tech.
Nice. Boy, and you also got, and remember, five dimes had Notre Dame favored by what, 3.5? You got Michigan, which started at +7. You were able to get in at +6, right?
Yeah, Michigan actually, you know, when that was was favored by three. And I got Michigan +6, so did not get that one first. There was one guy ahead of me in line, and he got the first one on that one, and that was Michigan +7. And they're pretty soft lines, and they'll move a point after each bet. But that gentleman beat me to the punch, but I still think there's obviously tremendous value on Michigan, even with my +6 bet. I have Michigan for $1,000 +6. Right now, Michigan a 1-point favorite. So, again, I have beaten that line by a full 7 points right now.
Tell you what, so yeah, you got 5.5 points of I don't know if cushion would be the right word on the Florida State Virginia Tech bet, and on this one you got 7 points. That's amazing.
That's why I take the time to go down there. Now, there's only 10 or 12 guys that pretty much do that in the world. I mean, it does take a lot because you're tying up your money for 3-4 months at a time, but you're also getting some probably the best lines you'll get all year. So, and the difference being, and everyone asks me, if they'll see some of my betting during the season compared to this, You know, the difference being is it's just me versus the bookmaker at this particular point. Meaning it's just my number against the bookmaker. There's no other numbers that are out there as far as it's not the entire world. We haven't seen these teams play yet. You don't have betting syndicates that are willing to put up six-figure type of bets. The public's not betting it. It's just not me versus the entire world on a bet. It's just me versus one other guy. So that's why Brad Powers, and you're going to see a lot more tickets coming your way here as season win totals get released over the weekend and some of the other stuff gets released throughout the summer.
Scott tweeted earlier, and I wanted to bring this to you. He said, Alabama minus 7 over Auburn is the lock of the year. He says that line's going to be about 14 when they kick it off. He says it will also be a great opportunity to middle it. First of all, is minus 7 the number that they released?
Yeah, minus 7 was the number they released. That was one that got bet up a little bit. I think Alabama took a couple of bets, and I agree. I mean, that was a little bit light. I just didn't get to the number quick enough, and I thought there was more numbers that were a little bit more off. Right now, I'm looking at it, looks like Alabama's about an 8.5, 9-point favorite there, and I'd agree with that. I could see Alabama being 10, but if you told me Alabama was, you know, laying 14 right now against Auburn, I'd probably be on the other side. I'd be on the Tigers. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, one thing with those later games as far as games of the year is you do have some tremendous middling opportunities with those later games, just if quarterback gets injured or a team is just progressively underachieved. And a lot of guys bet those later games as well because forget a 7-point middle. I've known guys in the industry to have 21, 24-point middles in some of these games of the year.
Explain to everybody what middling it means.
All right, middling is like, let's say, for instance, so we'll use the Michigan-Notre Dame game as an example. Right now I have a Michigan bet at plus 6. Right now, and Michigan a 6-point underdog. Right now, Michigan is a 1-point favorite. So I got 7 points to work with there as far as the middling opportunity. And by middling opportunity, I'll take my original bet that's on Michigan and look to also cash a ticket on Notre Dame. So right now I could bet Notre Dame plus 1, so I'd have both teams as an underdog as far as a bet. And let's say, for instance, Notre Dame were to win the game by 3 points, I would cash my original bet on Michigan plus 6, and then I'd cash my next bet on Notre Dame plus 1. It's something I'd say leave up to the pros to do. And I'll also say this, a lot of people want to middle all the time. You know, I don't do it all the time. I only do it as if I think that the second number is wrong. If I would make the bet to begin with, and right now I probably would, if you'd ask me, who would I bet right now, Michigan minus 1 or Notre Dame plus 1? I would actually bet Notre Dame plus 1 right now because I think Notre Dame probably should be slightly favored by 1 or 2 points. So therefore, I probably will end up middling the game as we get closer to it. But a lot of people want to middle anytime they have a line move that's 3, 4, 6, 7 points. And, man, the chances of it happening are pretty slim, you know, 10-20%, unless you got a really big middle. And I always tell people if you don't already lean that way as far as the middling, don't do it. Just, you know, take advantage of the great number that you got. It's tough enough to win in this industry. And a lot of times middling doesn't always work. All it does is, you know, for the most part, unless you got a really big middle, it just lessens your bankroll.
What was, and see, you can say it now because you've already got the bet. So what was the most attractive spread you saw initially? Was it that Michigan one?
Week one or game of the year?
Let's go week one first.
Week one. Yeah, I'm going to say the Michigan game, especially if I could have gotten the plus 7. That, to me, that was the best bet on the board. And obviously the line move, that's been the biggest line move that there's been. That's been an 8-point line move since the opener. No, that was in the number one slot. I would say Florida State at Pick'em. And I'm not really high on the Noles this year. I think they could struggle, and we'll see what a season win total comes out on them. I wouldn't mind betting Florida State under their season win total. But I just thought that particular game should have had Florida State at least a 3-4-point favorite, giving them home field advantage there. And what should be probably, in my opinion, the most hostile environment as far as week one is concerned, that should be a pretty amped-up crowd there at the Doak. That would have been a number two. And then I would say another one that I got, Bill, I'm not saying anything is easy, but I'm not sure that this particular bookmaker knew that Northwestern's quarterback, Clayton Thorson, might not play in the game against Purdue. You know, I got Purdue plus two as a home underdog there, and right now Purdue's about a three-point home favorite, which is where I thought the line should have been. So that probably would have been my third favorite play.
And let me explain to everybody, when we say game of the year, what was it? South Point put out the games of the year and just some various spreads, just random games, but what they picked is games of the year, right?
Yeah, games of the year are your rivalry games, Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, Notre Dame, USC. That's what we mean by games of the year. They picked about, in this particular case, about 75 of those games. A lot of people got on them. I actually liked it. They even picked up like some of the better games in the lower-level conferences, like Florida Atlantic Marshall. Got a bet on that one. I'm glad they released that one, like Toledo Northern Illinois. And that helped them obviously get kind of an idea of a power rating when the season win totals come out. So usually the biggest games of the year, but they also threw in about, you know, 8 to 10 games as far as the Group of Five conferences go.
So my question is, as far as games of the year, what was the most attractive for you?
No, slam dunk. And again, I was second in line. Guy beat me to it, but I still think there's incredible value even with my bet. Texas plus 12 against Oklahoma. And I'm just going to ask you, Bill, the questions here on how wrong this line was. Expectation for Oklahoma this year, better or worse than last year?
I would think worse, right?
Yep. Texas, year two, Tom Herman, better or worse?
Better.
Better. Okay, last year's line on that game, even Texas almost won the game on a neutral field, and it's real simple. Texas was a 9-point underdog in that one. So Texas better than last year, Oklahoma worse than last year, Texas almost won that game. Man, a 12-point line there, in my opinion, was just a bad number. And that's been – I got it – I was second in line, got it plus 11. That number has been the biggest mover so far as the game of the years. That's down to Oklahoma 6. Which is pretty much what I thought the number would be when I saw it. That was by far my favorite bet. Second bet, I'm hook'em horns. I'm all in. I got Texas plus one at home against USC in a revenge spot. That'll be a USC team making their second consecutive road game coming off of Stanford. They have a Pac-12 home game against Washington State on a Friday night on deck. Texas with revenge from the double overtime loss. And again, I think USC might be less than maybe 90-95% coming off a physical game against Stanford. I bet Texas plus one against USC for $1,000. And right now, Texas appropriately a 3-point favorite.
Wow. How about the Vols? I know just looking at five dimes prior to this, it was like -7, -7.5. I know that with South Point, it's around 8, 8.5 right now, correct?
Yeah, against West Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the opener. And I know the guy that bet it, and I agree with probably the current line move. If you'd have told me, hey, West Virginia, a 7-point favorite, which is what it opened up yet, who are you going to bet in that game if you gave me $100? And it would definitely have been West Virginia. It's all over the board as far as the line, but the consensus line right now actually has West Virginia about a 9.5-point favorite. It's getting a little slightly – my numbers has West Virginia right around 8 or 9, so no bet for me at this point in that one. Agree with the initial bet, and, you know, Tennessee's not very well thought of. I'm going to have to dig through the research on this one, but the game of the year lines, Tennessee actually opened up a 1-point home underdog to Kentucky, and I'm going to have to go back through the last 40, 50 years of records and see when the last time Kentucky was a favorite in Knoxville. I could probably do that during one of the commercial breaks.
In 1984, Kentucky beat Tennessee, and I believe it was in Knoxville. And then it was until recently they hadn't beaten them since. Literally it went into the, 20, 30 years, whatever that would be. But, yeah, you're right. I can't remember a year. Yeah, look that during the break. Do go look that up. Wow. I didn't even realize Kentucky is now is it still where they're favored, or did it just open there?
When I checked, yeah, that's where it opened. I didn't see any line move. I checked it last night, and usually you see the biggest line moves within the first couple hours of betting. But, yeah, that one wasn't touched. That one, to me, wasn't big enough bet to make, but I would have definitely leaned with Tennessee. My number on the game has Tennessee, a two-point favorite. So a three-point move, and I know if we were talking during a normal week in the regular season, I mean, yeah, absolutely I'd have a bet on Tennessee at that point. But to tie your money up for in that particular case, that would be, you know, five and a half, six months on a game that's only 3 points off, in my opinion. And not that big of a thing to go through zero, not through any key number. I just didn't make a bet. But I'll check also the current line on that one through my app and also check the last time, if any, in the last 40 or 50 years that Kentucky's actually been favored in Knoxville.
You just said, though, now that it's been bet in Tennessee's direction, right?
No, I would bet in Tennessee.
Okay. So it's still minus one.
I can tell you for a fact, last night before I went to bed, I checked all the numbers. Kentucky was still a one-point favorite.
Wow. All right, Brad, take us to the break. Tell everybody about Brad Power Sports.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you click on that tab, you can download past issues, past records on my newsletter. We will have a mega newsletter going out next week with all these week one bets, game of the year bets, season win total bets. That'll have you covered all summer long as far as the college football betting atmosphere. If you like what you see, why not sign up for the upcoming season? A very reasonable price offered. $69 will cover you for those season win totals, week one bets and everything, and also cover you through the entire regular season and postseason, both college and pro. You get an email to you each and every week. Game write-ups on every single football game coming up. $69, the number one newsletter in the country as far as winning percentage goes against the spread the last 3 years combined. BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab, top of the page.
Coming right back with Brad, and a lot to unpack. A lot of good stuff with all these fresh lines out there. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It's still very busy trying to get through Bellevue right now on 40 eastbound at the 194 mile marker as you come in from Kingston Springs from Dixon County because of that earlier accident. It's looking a little bit better here on 40 west coming past the airport. Still some traffic there on 65 south at Trinity Lane. If you want a more impact presentation, especially if you're in sales, call Del Carnegie Sales Training at 399-5101. That's Del Carnegie Sales Training. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Southern Grounds LLC of Charlotte is on the air reminding Americans to show your support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless effort shall never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Southern Grounds LLC, serving the entire Nashville area. That's Southern Grounds LLC of Charlotte. Residential or commercial, for all your full-service landscape needs this season, call 615-424-8871. 615-424-8871. That's Southern Grounds LLC, wishing our troops a safe return home.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I gotta tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
WNSR weather.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Thunderstorms possible today, a high of 85. A stray thunderstorm tonight, low 68. Sunshine on Wednesday, high of 88. Clear, 66 on Wednesday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
From the David Price IMAX Center Studios here in Wilco. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Brad Powers in Vegas with us. Brad, what did your research indicate?
Yep, it goes back to 1976 as far as the research goes. Kentucky has never been favored over Tennessee if the game is played in Knoxville. There's been about four or five times where they've been favored at home, short favorites, including, you know, 2007. That Kentucky team there was a short favorite over Tennessee. But never, if the game is played in Knoxville, and my research goes back to 1976, they've never been favored, and I did check the current line. Yep, that game has not been touched. Kentucky's still a one-point favorite currently over Tennessee as far as game of the year lines go.
Wow. You seem to be higher on two teams, name teams now, than perhaps the average person. One would be the Gators, and it sounds like Texas. Now, not the same because this is year two, Tom Herman, year one, Dan Mullen, but go into those two a little bit and explain that.
Yeah, I mean, I just, number one, when it starts at Florida, I don't think you can get any lower than what they had last year down there in Gainesville, and especially the way it finished up as far as the season goes with multiple blowout losses. You know, when it starts with Florida, I do like the Dan Mullen hire. I know everyone wanted a bigger name out there, but I think he fits quite well. And I know he's had up and downs at Mississippi State, but you can expect that when you're dealing with a talent deficiency compared to the Alabamas and the Auburns of the world in the SEC West. So I thought he did about as good a job as anyone has there considering what he was dealt with. And look, he's familiar with the school at Florida, being the offensive coordinator under Urban Meyer. So, and obviously he's got recruiting ties, so I like the hire. I also like the team coming back, 19 returning starters for the Gators, and a team that, you know, do they have top 10 talent? No, but I do think they have top 20, top 25 talent on the field. We'll see if they can figure out the quarterback spot, but I know most people are probably thinking, you know, 6 or 7 wins for Florida. Yeah, I'm thinking 8 wins, and it's not necessarily, hey, I got Florida really high in my power ratings right now. In fact, I don't even have Florida in my top 30 as far as my power ratings, but I do like Florida's schedule. You look at it, I think 3 relatively easy games to start off where they'll be a double-digit favorite, including a conference game against Kentucky. I'm guessing Florida will be about a 10-point favorite in that one. And then you look through the conference schedule, the only game where Florida's really going to be a significant underdog, and this game did open up Georgia about a 2-touchdown favorite. I agree with that particular line. But looking at it, I mean, their toughest road game's probably at Mississippi State in conference play. Dan Mullen's quite familiar with the personnel there. At Tennessee, that's winnable. At Vanderbilt's winnable. You know, when you're looking at non-conference games, Charleston Southern, Colorado State, Idaho, all of those are winnable. So I'm getting, with Florida's returning experience, I like the head coaching hire. That's why I'm kind of high on the Gators. And I did make a bet on them yesterday. They opened up a 3.5-point home underdog to LSU. I thought that line probably should have been closer to pick them. So I do have an early ticket on the Gators.
And again, Texas.
Yeah, Texas. I figured I would be high on Florida early, several months ago when I was analyzing teams. Texas, I've kind of warmed up to here in the last couple of weeks. And going through last year's schedule, you know, obviously Tom Herman disappointed many last year, only going 7-6, even though that was Texas's best record in the last 4 years. But I thought the team was relatively close last year to breaking through with, you know, 8, 9, maybe even 10 wins if they got really fortunate. But going through it, I mean, USC game was right to the wire, double overtime on the road. Texas a sizable underdog. Oklahoma game was a game that went right down to the wire to the very end. Texas covered that one. Oklahoma State at home overtime. Ellinger throws that horrible pick in the end zone. I mean, those are 3 losses to 3 legitimate top 15 teams that Texas, you change a play or two, they could have won those games. That, you know, the interception late in the Texas Tech game on Thanksgiving also hurt them in a close loss. But I think year two under Herman, love the number 3 recruiting class coming in, particularly filling some positions of need, particularly at safety in the secondary. I think Tom Herman's a pretty damn good coach. And, you know, you go back to him calling plays at Iowa State in mid-2011. Anytime he's calling plays or he's the head coach, last 22 times he's been a dog, he's 21-1 against the spread. And Texas really only has four legitimate road games this year. It's not an easy schedule, but I think it's a favorable schedule, getting both USC and TCU at home early, revenge spot against Maryland. Bet them against Oklahoma, I did. You know, at Oklahoma State's probably their toughest road game, but some of their true road games, Kansas State, Texas Tech, Kansas. I think it's a schedule where Texas maybe could be favored in as many as 10 games.
Now, I think, Brad, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong here, LSU was favored over Miami on five dimes, but this spread, the South Point number, is Miami minus three, which sounds about right, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, five dimes is offering 2.5, and we were talking about that for weeks.
Right.
That's just a bad number. Miami minus three is a good number. And if you're talking week one, and Chris Andrews mentioned this at the South Point, he's the sportsbook director, he didn't take much action on that one. That's what happens when you hang a good number. And Miami 3, a three-point favorite, I think is a really good number on that game. If it was even game week, I wouldn't have a bet on Miami. I'd probably lean Miami minus 3, but my number is Miami minus 3. I think the market's going to prove that. I don't expect too much line movement unless we get key injuries on that game in the next 4 months.
Now, I'm looking at this Tennessee-West Virginia game, back to that one, and it's 9.5, maybe even a 10 in there. So it's been bet in West Virginia's direction, you know, a couple of points there. Where does that number become a Tennessee bet?
10.5, but not going to be a bet where I'm holding on to it for 3-4 months.
Yeah.
That would be a bet on game week on that
right.
particular one. I got my concerns. I mean, the talent level's a little bit down on Tennessee, but I don't know if it's down enough to warrant them being a double-digit underdog. Now, everyone's falling in love with West Virginia, and the line might even climb because the public right now, and I overhear a lot of people talking, a lot of sports talk, is West Virginia, value on the Mountaineers. They got the best returning quarterback in the country in Will Grier. They have an elite wide receiver core. I like to look at all the positions on a team, and I still have a very shaky West Virginia defense. That was a huge issue last year. So if you're telling me I can get 10.5 on game week, I would have a small bet on the Volunteers.
Opening week, Chip Kelly gets Cincinnati. Luke Fickell's got to go out there. And it's 16.5. Now, that's a big number. But could that be a blowout, or is that a dangerous number?
I think it's a dangerous number. I would still lean at 16.5. I would lean with UCLA. It's just the Bruins are really an unknown commodity right now. I mean, who's going to start a quarterback? Is it going to be the freshman coming in? I don't know why Wilton Spate transferred there. It seems like he's not a good fit for Chip Kelly's particular offense. They lose a first round draft choice at tackle. I do like the talent level on the defensive side of the ball. But we'll see. I mean, it was a UCLA defense that got just absolutely gashed last year against the run. I do expect Cincinnati to be much improved year two under Luke Fickell, got a returning quarterback, and Hayden Moore. My numbers on the game, UCLA, like 17.5. So I lean with the Bruins. Now, I will say I do have an early ticket on UCLA at a much earlier number at five dimes. I actually bet UCLA at like 13.5. So I'm happy with that bet that I made at five dimes.
Nothing wrong with transferring to UCLA other than, do you really want to play? Because Wilton Spate is not anywhere close to the type quarterback they like. That would be like a wishbone quarterback transferring to Dana Holgorsen, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I just head scratcher there. Although, you know, I give it to him. He's moving to much better climate than Ann Arbor. So I'll at least give him that. But we'll see how much he's expected that he's going to play. I think UCLA is a major question mark. But, I mean, if you were to ask me, I bet Wilton Spate, the starter, end of the season against USC and Stanford home games for UCLA, you know, I'd probably have to take, 5-1 odds. I don't like his chances as far as being the full season starter.
Brad Powers with us. We'll get a break. We'll bring it back another segment. A lot of juicy new numbers here we can talk about. Taking advantage of that. We're brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It's looking much better here, actually, on 40 westbound, coming past the airport. Rosa Parks at Dominican Drive, that wreck is in its clearing stages. One of the latest wrecks up in Madison appeared to be non-injury there. Anderson Lane at Gallatin Pike. Bell Road at I-24 was being moved a few minutes ago and trying to improve 40 East there in Bellevue from that wreck from earlier. Hey, New Beginnings Landscape is serving all of Middle Tennessee. These guys are the best. Call now, 256-8873. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The CPA firm of Sherry K. Shedd remind motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for our kids at play, and never text and drive. The CPA firm of Sherry K. Shedd has been locally owned and operated since 1990. Located at 48 Caldwell Street, stop on in or call today at 615-585-4894. That's 615-585-4894. The CPA firm of Sherry K. Shedd. They're professionals who care.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Bellevue, Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for the entire month of May, enjoy the delicious chicken Philly sub, amazing fresh-cut fries, and drink for the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From site writers to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio, Twitter at Nash Sports Radio, SoundCloud at Nash Sports Radio, Facebook at Nash Sports Radio, or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports, anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
From the David Price IMAX Center Studios, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Nathan has a question on Twitter for you, Brad. It says, I know it's week three. He says, I believe it is. But can you ask Brad about the Buckeyes and TCU? What do you see there as you peer into the future?
Yeah, there was a line that was supposed to in that game quite high. This particular bookmaker, Chris Andrews, very high on the Buckeyes, a 12-point favorite in Arlington against TCU. Pure power rating. If you just go pure power rating for me, that's what I have. I have Ohio State 12. What Brad Powers would have booked the line at is probably Ohio State 10 or 11. So probably a slight lean on TCU in that regard. But no bet for me and no bet for any of the other guys that put up a combined well over $100,000 yesterday on betting these. So that tells me that number's pretty good on that particular game. You look at TCU, lightly experienced, at least coming back, one of the least experienced teams in the Big 12. Looks like they figured out who they want their quarterback to be, but still only 11 returning starters for them. the Buckeyes, you know, only 12 returning starters, but again, I throw them into the same group as Clemson and Alabama. You don't look at particularly returning experience so much when it comes to them because the recruiting rankings are so good. And I like Haskins at quarterback, and I think he has the potential, at least a higher ceiling than the four-year starter JT Barrett, at least throwing the football down the field. So I think it might be you might actually get better quarterback play from Ohio State this year, and particularly in the passing game with Haskins. So no bet for me. Again, recapping Ohio State, about 12-point favorite week three, Arlington against TCU.
Go back and give me the stat about Willie Taggart at Western. What, he covered 15 weeks in a row or 15 games?
Yeah, 15 games in a row, and I haven't gone through team by team, but I remember at that particular time and trying to find a longer ATS winning streak. I'll have to update it. It'll take me a few days. That'll be a project for me in the summer. But Western Kentucky, during a two-year stretch midseason, from 1 year to the next, covered at 1.15 straight games. I mean, to me, that's like, you know, winning 35 straight games as far as straight up goes. I mean, that's an incredible number. And you know, I'm not 100% sure, but I have to think in the last 20 or 30 years, that's the longest ATS winning streak any team's had.
Now, again, explain to me, that doesn't mean they were favored in every game and they covered in every game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I mean, they were an underdog in most of those games. That was a stretch where, you know, West Kentucky was really bad. 2009, 0-12, 2010, they were 2-10, and they really got going there under Taggart in his second year, where they went basically from 2-22 2 years prior to a 7-5 team, and they were mostly a dog. In fact, I'm looking at it here. Only favored in maybe five of those 15 rolls, and 15 straight against the spread. That's about as good as it gets in this industry.
So that means they could have been favored and they won by more than the spread, or they were an underdog and they also won that side of the bet. It could go either way.
Yeah, I mean, for example, in 2012, they were a 38-point underdog to number one Alabama. Lost the game 35-0. Lost the game straight up, but covered the all-important 38-point spread. So that's just particularly them covering against the Vegas line in those that 15-game winning streak.
Is there any value on this Alabama number? And I think it's around with Louisville. I can't find it. What is it, around 28?
25.5, and that got hung. There was so much. I'll tell you, I wish I just had. It was just me sitting down with an unlimited bankroll. I probably would have made 15 bets on week one. I thought they were softer than the game of the year lines, but Alabama only opened 20 again. And you talk about a middling opportunity. Only opened 20-point favorite at South Point in that week one line. Immediately got bet up and bet up 5 points. On that day alone, and right now Alabama about a 25.5 point favorite. And if you remember, almost all off season long, Alabama was a 31-point favorite over Louisville, at least at Five Dimes. So if anyone has a Louisville plus 31 ticket and an Alabama minus 20 ticket, that's a middle that you can talk Brad Powers into, because my numbers in between those, I got Alabama probably around a 24-point favorite. That to me, as far as middling opportunities, that's the biggest one I've seen so far this season.
Is there any value with a game that's here locally, that's MTSU getting 6 at Vanderbilt?
No, I think that's a great number. And you talk about numbers that have not moved at all. That one has not moved at all. Chris Andrews opened that one up at South Point 6. It's still at 6. My number is 6 on the game. And you go back to last year, I did like Vanderbilt last year in that particular game on the road. They were laying less than a field goal and obviously dominated that game pretty much start to finish, winning 28-6. But I think, you know, Vanderbilt maybe a little bit slightly higher in the power rating. You got to give Vanderbilt about 2 to 3 points of home field advantage. 6, I think, is a really good number, and I don't even expect that one unless, again, we get a major injury or two. That one's going to be very close to 6 when that game kicks off in early September.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I know the Vanderbilt fans that are left right now, and a lot of them are demoralized. they are they're real worried about that opener and what that could spell for the season. Because, obviously, look, Tennessee didn't win a game last year in league play. Vandy only won one, and that was against Tennessee. So, there's
that defense, concern. Vanderbilt, I've never seen a more disparate result from non-conference to conference play. I mean, those first three games, you thought, you know, Derek Mason just being Derek Mason as far as defense. I mean, Vanderbilt looked like they were going to have one of the better defenses in the SEC. Only allowed Middle Tennessee, Alabama, A&M. And then also I thought an impressive performance against Kansas State. Total of 13 points. Then SEC play hits, and Alabama comes through Nashville for the first time in about a decade. Runs right through them for 59 points. And Vanderbilt really didn't recover defensively, at least pretty much the rest of the season. So I know they made a change there at defense coordinator. He went with a guy that he's familiar with and coached in the past. But, you know, Middle Tennessee is a very dangerous game to open up with a healthy stock still a quarterback.
Is there any value in Texas San Antonio getting 17 at Arizona State?
Yeah, I would lean with UTSA plus the 17, although I think 17 is a really good number as far as a power rating goes. You know, obviously, Arizona State, a peculiar hire to say the least with Herm Edwards, not a fan at all of that particular hire. But I do think, I do like the personnel, at least on the offensive side of the ball for Arizona State, getting Wilkins back at quarterback. They got a pretty good wide receiver. UTSA, I think everyone remembers their good start to the season last year, including an upset over Baylor. But they kind of tallied off down the stretch. And, you know, I would really like UTSA if they were a little bit more experienced, Bill. I mean, they're one of the least experienced teams in the country, 10 returning starters, and obviously lost, you know, one of their best players in school history as far as a pure talent aspect in Davenport and goes in the first round of the NFL draft. Lean UTSA, but I think there's going to be better opportunities to fade Herm Edwards later in the season.
We'll let you run. Tell everybody one more time about how they get your service.
Yeah, bradbauersports.com, a great show today. It's great to have some lines to talk about here. But if you're looking for the upcoming season, it'll be here before we know it. Go to bradbauersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. You can download all my past issues of my newsletters for free. Check out records. Every single play that I've had during the season is available there, so you can check me out and see if I at least know what I'm talking about as far as winning percentage. It is the number one newsletter in the country the last 3 years. It is the Powers Picks football newsletter. Covers you both college football and pro. $69, and you're covered for a one-year subscription. Emailed to you monthly during the off season, weekly during the season. $69, bradpowersports.com. Bill King tab, top of the page.
Enjoy the weekend, bud.
Right back at you, Bill. Take care.
There he is, Brad Powers. That was fun. We had some fresh stuff to mold. You know, it was one of our first Christmases, and we just got our first batch of Play-Doh in. Unmolded. Still had the really good smell. What if that smell was dangerous? I don't know. Anyways. Interesting. Yeah, and I hadn't even thought about that. And I saw where somebody else was posting this yesterday, so maybe I'm a little late to the party, but Kentucky football, obviously we're not mentioning basketball here with this one, has never been favored in Knoxville against Tennessee at Neyland Stadium. And the records go, his records go back to 1976. South Point opened that game up, Kentucky minus one. So you could get that bet right now. You could get Tennessee plus one, or you could take Kentucky, either way, right now. And apparently nobody's touched it yet because the line hadn't moved, or it hadn't been touched much because there's no movement either way on that one. You would think, well, I mean, I was going to say you would think that thing would probably switch back over to Tennessee, but then again, maybe you wouldn't think that way. I mean, again, I like the hire that Tennessee made, but all we have is the most recent look, and that was yucky. That's all we've got right now for the Vols is that most recent look. And I'm just telling you, it was not appealing. Ron Gatoron says, Bill, any hints on cutting up a 19-pound brisket? Too much for barbecue meat for just the two of us. I assume you grill two of these bad boys. Um, typically now, and I assume you've already smoked these things, right? Now, are you talking about long, you know, lean cuts? Typically, I go against the grain. Just find the grain of the meat and then go against it. I usually am able to find a nice little run there where you can get that done. Now, brisket is never going to be the most tender cut of any meat. It's not. It's not like you get ribs and if you cook it right, they're going to be falling off the bone. Not the case with brisket. Obviously, you're not talking about bone either there. But try and find the grain, which is easy to see, and then cut literally against it. So that would be, what, 90 degrees? That's what I would do. Typically, that runs better than trying to say with the grain. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, I learned more about college football teams and the upcoming season in that segment than any other time in my life. Great segment. That was pretty good. That was pretty cool right there. Now Jeff's going to be middling things and get mad because it's not working out. Jeff's going to want a refund. Oh, man. Good stuff. Southeastern Termite and Pest. Let me tell you about what's happening there. Very, very busy. If you want two things, pricing that is way more reasonable than typical, 30% or so, and also customer relations and nice, kind, courteous people to work with, that would be who you need for your pest control. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. 615-293-0722. Every day takes on a new personality in that world. I'm learning. And the last 2 days, it's been yard applications, people wanting to protect their, well, themselves and also their animals, ticks, fleas, insects in general. So yard applications there, doing a lot of that. And also we've had a bunch of calls about brown recluse spiders. Bunches of them. And that is a pretty interesting undertaking. It's necessary, but it takes you getting out of your house for about 5 hours, and it takes a lot of work. But we're getting a lot of those calls, too. And that is wonderful. Whatever your pest control need might be, termite treatment, we're getting a bunch of those. That's always, though. Well, particularly in the warmer weather. You can email me if you'd like to communicate that way. BillIsKing7@gmail.com. 293-0722 or BillIsKing7@gmail.com. And remember the two things. Customer relations will be better than A+, and the pricing will be better than everything else out there, as much as 30%. That ought to be appealing to you. Would be for me. Let's get the break here. Bill King, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It's looking much better here, actually, on 40 westbound, coming past the airport. Rosa Parks at Dominican Drive, that wreck is in its clearing stages. One of the latest wrecks up in Madison appeared to be non-injury there. Anderson Lane at Gallatin Pike. Bell Road at I-24 was being moved a few minutes ago and trying to improve 40 East there in Bellevue from that wreck from earlier. Hey, New Beginnings Landscape is serving all of Middle Tennessee. These guys are the best. Call now, 256-8873. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
All this week, Nashville Sports Radio is your home for all of the exciting action of the 2018 SEC Baseball Tournament. Live from Hoover, Alabama. Presented by Service Jewelry and Repair. With two locations in Hendersonville and Brentwood. Catch every game of the 2018 SEC Baseball Tournament. Exclusive coverage is also being brought to you by Blue Coast Burrito, the U.S. Air Force, Penn Station East Coast Subs, real estate agent Richard Courtney, and Vine Street Wine and Spirits. The 2018 SEC Baseball Tournament from Nashville Sports Radio. WNSR
Weather. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Thunderstorms possible today, a high of 85. A stray thunderstorm tonight, low 68. Sunshine on Wednesday, high of 88. Clear 66 on Wednesday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
From the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Charlie, am I filling in this next 10 minutes, too, after the break?
No, Greg Pogue till 9:45, then the SEC baseball tournament picks back up.
Thank God. 10 more minutes would have killed me. Great. Great news. All right. And we are off, as Charlie mentioned earlier in the show. We are off on Monday, so enjoy yourself. Charlie will decide what goes in there. I suggested just a loop of the Cosby Cattleman, but that's up to Charlie. He may or may not choose to do that. Whatever gets put in there is whatever he puts in there. On Monday morning between 6 and 9 Central Time. Is Dr. Jeff Parks, how long is he going to be? I guess he'll be here at the Omni, Charlie, through Saturday because that's the U2 concert, right, Saturday?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's already checked in. He just posted his first tweets about being at the Omni, tagged Todd in it, and I'm going to maybe catch up with him tomorrow morning at Bongo Java.
Yeah, good stuff. He's there with his wife. Tell him hello. Good dude. Very good dude, Dr. Jeff Parks. A couple months ago, I actually said I'm coming up, and from now on, when we come into town, I'd like to stay at the Omni. Can you hook me up? And I said, let me talk to Todd. And I think he got a suite. I think he got a nice bottle of something to drink that was left there for him when they got there and treated, but nothing but class, nothing but first class, which is what the Omni Nashville Hotel personifies. Nothing but class, if you've ever been there. Incredible place. Charlie's there a lot. Charlie's there every Saturday, too, at Bongo Java, as he does the show over there with Greg. So, good stuff. You know what? For a Friday on the eve of Memorial Weekend, where I would think some people are sluggish, I would think some people aren't going to work today, maybe traveling, like Dr. Jeff Parks, either way, pretty good show. Yeah, pretty active show. Cosby Cattleman got in there. Brad was... And we always have a good time with Brad, but that show was fun because we had fresh numbers to work with. Right off the stove, man. Fresh numbers to work with. And that was a very interesting 40-plus minutes with him there talking about value and tying up your money early and middling and all that stuff. You learned, and we've talked about middling before, but you got a fresh, what would that be, a refresher course on middling from the great one, Mr. Brad Powers. You can catch me over the weekend, beginning right after the show today, on Twitter at BillIsKing. If you'd like to email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com, at CrazyCharlie615. Seems like everything's working well today. I know Adam, I was talking to Adam yesterday, and they had a bunch of folks out there tinkering with stuff to make sure everything's right for the show. We appreciate that very much. Happy Memorial Weekend, everybody. Happy, happy. Lajpa.